Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Leading with Love and Laughter, a transformative guide by Zena Such and Patrick Malone, published in 2021. This book presents an innovative approach to leadership that emphasizes the power of love and laughter to enhance team performance, boost morale, build trust, spark creativity, and improve overall health in the workplace. Zena Such brings her extensive experience as a faculty member in American University's School of Public Affairs, where she teaches leadership and team building. Her co-author, Patrick Malone, also deeply rooted in leadership education at American University, brings a wealth of experience from his years in healthcare and the Navy, ensuring that the insights in this book are grounded in real-world leadership challenges. Leading with Love and Laughter is ideal for leaders who wish to infuse their leadership style with empathy and humor, laughter lovers who aim to integrate joy into their professional environments, and managers seeking innovative strategies to enhance team dynamics and performance. Join us as we explore how adopting a leadership style filled with compassion and humor can not only transform your leadership, but also the productivity and satisfaction of your team. Leading with Love and Laughter, Letting Go and Getting Real at Work. Introduction. Leading with Heart and Humor, Mastering the Art of Leadership Through Love and Laughter. In today's fast-paced and often rigid business environment, discussions of love and emotional connections might seem out of place. Yet, harnessing these very human elements can transform leadership styles and workplace dynamics in powerful ways. Leading with Love and Laughter introduces this transformative concept that brings the ethos of love, usually reserved for personal relationships, into the sphere of professional leadership. The book proposes that love in leadership doesn't mean romantic entanglements or favoritism, but refers to a genuine concern and care for team members. This kind of love is compared with our everyday expressions of love, like those for our family or even our favorite hobbies. However, in leadership, this love is channeled as respect, empathy, and a commitment to the well-being of others. You will explore the most vital type of love a leader can offer: unconditional positive regard. This doesn't imply a lack of accountability or ignoring mistakes. Instead, it's about fostering an environment where employees feel valued and understood, regardless of the circumstances, which in turn boosts morale and productivity. The narrative also highlights three essential elements to effectively demonstrate love in leadership: transparency, supportiveness, and empowerment. Leaders who embody these qualities ensure that their teams are not just functional, but also harmonious and invested in their common goals. Moreover, the power of laughter is celebrated as a crucial component of a loving leadership style. Laughter brings lightness and joy to the workplace, relieving stress and fostering a positive culture where teammates feel more connected and supported. By integrating sincere care and moments of joy in leadership practices, you can not only enhance team performance, but also cultivate a more fulfilling and enjoyable workplace for everyone involved. This approach not only redefines what it means to be a leader, but also encourages a more cohesive and supportive environment. Part 1. Why love is the cornerstone of exceptional leadership. Oftentimes, the concept of love is reserved for personal relationships and kept at a distance from the professional domain. But what if integrating love into leadership could transform organizational success and create environments where people thrive? The idea that great leadership requires love is not commonly embraced in the boardrooms or strategy meetings, yet it's a powerful catalyst for enhancing leadership efficacy. As noted by leadership expert Mike Myatt in a 2012 Forbes article, where there is a failure in leadership, there is often a noticeable absence, mishandling, or misplacement of love. This suggests that not only is love compatible with leadership, but perhaps essential for it. Leadership is inherently complex, and navigating it requires a level of comfort with ambiguity and the unpredictable. Traditional leadership often leans towards the known, structured processes and predictability. This approach may offer control and short-term results, but misses out on the deeper, more connective tissue that love brings to leadership. A lack of emotional engagement can lead to underperformance, evidenced by the correlation between employee engagement, wellness, and the presence of love in the workplace. Digging into the nature of love, we find that the ancient Greeks had profound insights, categorizing love into several types such as eros, romantic love, storge, familial love, and philia, friendship love. But for leaders, the most crucial form of love is philautia, or self-love. This isn't a vanity-driven concept, but a foundational self-respect and self-compassion that empowers leaders to act with confidence and openness. By fostering philautia, leaders can engage with themselves and their team members in a manner marked by genuine care and understanding. Further highlighting the importance of love in leadership, research by Dr. Fiona Beddoes-Jones reveals a significant void in the workplace, with 65% of professionals feeling a lack of love in their organizational culture. Yet, 95% of these professionals admitted they would exert greater effort in their roles if they felt authentically valued and cared for by their organization. This underscores a profound connection between workplace love and enhanced performance. Love in a leadership context is characterized by kindness, compassion, and genuine care. For leaders aiming to foster a thriving, motivated team, understanding how to integrate these elements into daily interactions and organizational culture is crucial. Training leaders in these emotional aspects isn't just beneficial, it's a strategic imperative for modern organizations seeking to excel and retain top talent. In conclusion, embracing love within leadership is not about blurring professional lines, but about enriching the leadership approach to encourage a more motivated, engaged, and fulfilled team. Love, it turns out, is not just a personal affair, but a professional advantage. Part 2: Empathy at the Helm, How Compassionate Leaders Transform Organizations. Leaders endowed with love are a formidable force. They vary in backgrounds and manage organizations of all sizes across various industries. Some struggle against fiscal challenges and resource constraints, while others might operate in abundance. Yet, their common thread is the profound impact they wield through leadership rooted in genuine affection and care. These leaders champion philautia, the art of self-love that fosters self-acceptance and bravery in both personal and professional spheres. Additionally, they exemplify philia, the love found in friendships characterized by equality, mutual respect, growth, and trust. By embodying these values, they cultivate workplaces that naturally radiate compassion and empathy, because they themselves are embodiments of these virtues. Their leadership stems from a place of heartfelt sincerity. The core insight here: leaders who lead with love not only build successful teams, but they also transform lives. Take the story of Arthur T. Demoulas, CEO of Market Basket, as a poignant example of love-led leadership. Arthur, a familial successor in the business, prioritized employee welfare over financial gains, maintaining generous wages and ensuring customer affordability. His approach wasn't just good ethics, it was good business, driving revenue growth from $3 million to over $4 million annually. More so, his personal engagement with employees earned him their deep respect and loyalty. He wasn't just their boss. To many, he was like family, present at their most significant life events. However, Arthur's journey faced a steep challenge when he was dismissed due to internal family disputes. This action sparked a massive outcry from the Market Basket community. Senior managers resigned in solidarity. Employees organized protests, and customer loyalty waned, manifesting through widespread boycotts and rallies. The community's fierce loyalty to Arthur underscored the strong bonds forged through his compassionate leadership. The situation escalated until state governors and numerous mayors intervened, ultimately leading to Arthur's reinstatement. His first act back in leadership? reinforcing his commitment to his team and ensuring the business regained its familiar rhythm. Arthur Demula's leadership exemplifies how love and trust in a community can bring about substantial organizational and social change. His ability to see the best in people, coupled with his unwavering support, created an environment where individuals felt valued and integral to the organization's success. Leaders like Arthur prove that when leadership is grounded in genuine care and respect, people are motivated to invest not just their time and labor, but their hearts and loyalty too. This not only transforms organizations, but indeed changes lives. Part 3. Embrace self-awareness, vulnerability, and kindness in leadership. Embodying love in leadership is not just a philosophy. It's a practice backed by research showing significant positive impacts on workplace dynamics and outcomes. Studies, such as those conducted by Wharton professors Saigal Barsaidi and Olivia A. O'Neill, illuminate how perceptions of love and care within work environments correlate strongly with enhanced job satisfaction, fewer sick leaves, better teamwork, and overall improved performance. Furthermore, creating bonds of peer support, a manifestation of workplace love, has been linked to increased longevity in life. However, infusing love into leadership doesn't come with a manual. It demands sincerity and a heart-centered approach, as there are no shortcuts or certifications that can authentically replicate the presence of genuine affection and care. The primary message is clear. Effective leadership steeped in love requires a deep sense of self-awareness, the courage to be vulnerable, and a pervasive kindness. To genuinely cultivate love in leadership, consider three fundamental practices. Firstly, invest in self-awareness. Understanding oneself is a cornerstone of effective leadership, but can be daunting. It involves introspective examination and being in tune with one's emotions and reactions, especially in challenging situations such as receiving feedback. Leaders who are self-aware not only understand their emotional responses, but also recognize how these emotions influence their decisions and interactions. This awareness is crucial for personal growth and enhancing how one leads others. Secondly, embrace vulnerability. Traditional views often misunderstand vulnerability in leadership, seeing it as a weakness rather than a strength. Yet, vulnerability is about openness, admitting limitations, and embracing the collective knowledge of one's team. Leaders who show vulnerability are not diminished, rather, they are perceived as approachable and human. They acknowledge their shortcomings, ask insightful questions, and foster an environment where being authentically oneself isn't penalized but celebrated. Lastly, practice kindness. In today's fast-paced and often impersonal world, acts of kindness are both a breath of fresh air and a ripple that can transform an entire organizational culture. Leaders can cultivate a kinder workplace through simple everyday gestures, like genuine smiles, attentive listening, and supportive nonverbal communication. These actions might seem minor, but their impact on team morale and collaboration is profound. Ultimately, these principles are grounded in a fundamental self-respect and self-love. Leaders who nurture love within themselves find it vastly easier to extend that love to others, creating a cyclical effect of positivity and support that not only boosts individual and team performance, but also enhances overall workplace satisfaction. Embrace these values and watch as they revolutionize not only your leadership style, but also the lives of those you lead. Part 4. Harnessing humor. Building a creative and productive workplace through laughter. Laughter isn't just a spontaneous response to amusement. It's a powerful tool that can significantly enhance a work environment. It can literally lighten your physical load, as research from Vanderbilt University has shown that laughing for just 10 to 15 minutes can burn up to 50 calories, approximating the calorie count in a piece of chocolate. But the benefits of laughter extend far beyond burning calories. Studies in the field of psychoneuroimmunology have revealed that a good laugh can bolster immune function, promote better vascular health, alleviate pain, and improve mental health conditions. In essence, laughter can keep you healthier and happier. When laughter is missing from the workplace, the effects are palpably negative. An absence of humor can exacerbate disengagement among staff, leading to an atmosphere that feels more stifling than stimulating. Conversely, humor introduces positive emotions, helping employees feel more connected to their work and their colleagues, thereby fostering a pleasant and productive workplace. The central lesson here is straightforward. Laughter cultivates a work environment that is more relaxed, inventive, and productive. With the clear benefits of infusing love into leadership already established, adding laughter into the mix seems like the next logical step. However, it's important to recognize that not all laughter is created equal. Laughter can sometimes be a veneer for hostility or superiority, where the humor used is antagonistic or degrading. Understanding the nature of the laughter you promote is key. One type of laughter to be wary of is that born out of a sense of superiority, where the aim is to diminish others to elevate oneself. This is often seen with cynical jokes or sarcastic comments, followed by demeaning laughter. Clearly, this is not the type of humor beneficial to a supportive workplace environment. Then there's the laughter that emerges not from the humor of a situation, but from relief. Consider the scenario where, after meeting a tight deadline, a boss playfully claims that the client has changed their requirements, only to reveal it's a joke. The resulting laughter among the team isn't just due to the joke itself, but also the release of tension, a kind of emotional exhale. Lastly, there's incongruity-based laughter, which occurs when reality defies expectations in a humorous way. This type of laughter stems from our cognitive surprise and delight when a story takes an unexpectedly funny turn. Irrespective of the type, laughter inherently builds social bonds. It is a universal human experience, transcending cultures and even species. With such extensive reach and profound impacts, integrating thoughtful and respectful humor into leadership not only creates a more agreeable work environment, but also strengthens team cohesion and collective creativity. Why not leverage the power of laughter to transform leadership into an even more effective tool for fostering a thriving workplace? Part 5. Injecting spontaneous humor. The power of lighthearted moments in the workplace. Imagine starting your workday with laughter, one that comes from a genuine, unexpected source of humor. In March 2020, the team at the nonprofit People for the American Way experienced just this during a routine Zoom meeting. To their surprise and delight, their political director, Lizette Ocampo, appeared on screen accidentally transformed into a potato by a stuck video filter. Despite efforts to revert to her regular appearance, Ocampo embraced the moment, conducting the meeting as the now famous potato boss, her eyes, or rather the potato's eyes, darting in humorous frustration. This memorable moment underscores the key message. Consistent opportunities exist to incorporate heartfelt humor into daily work life. The incident not only went viral on social media, accumulating over 45 million likes, but also cemented Ocampo's reputation as a leader who balances high professional standards with genuine fun. Her ability to handle the situation with grace and humor did wonders for team morale. She became not just a leader, but a relatable individual who could inspire joy even in challenging times. Ocampo's story is a vibrant example of the transformative power of humor. She hasn't just become a more popular leader, she has reinforced an organizational culture that values joy and realness alongside professionalism. Her team perceives her not only as an authoritative figure, but also as approachable and understanding, one who can toggle between being a stern leader and a supportive coach, depending on what her team needs at the moment. It's essential to understand that humorous moments in the workplace need not be meticulously planned or occur only during designated fun times. They can happen during a Zoom call, amid a tense negotiation, or while unraveling complex project details. The spontaneous nature of such humor, derived from authentic interactions and mishaps, is what often makes it so impactful. Leaders like Ocampo show that you don't need to be versed in comedy to effectively use humor. You just need to be open to the moments that present themselves. Genuine humor is about embracing the unplanned, the imperfect, and the human elements of daily work life. By showing one's true self and nurturing a workplace where laughter is cherished, leaders can foster an environment where creativity, productivity, and connectivity flourish. So next time you find yourself in a potentially stiff or challenging situation at work, remember that a touch of humor might just be the ingredient you need to lighten the mood and boost team spirit. Part 6. Unlocking the power of humor, the professional advantages of laughter. The potential of humor to transform a work environment is widely recognized in both academic and applied settings. Research findings from the Journal of Managerial Psychology in 2012 revealed that humor in the workplace leads to better performance, enhanced satisfaction among employees, more cohesive work groups, and overall improved health. Another profound benefit includes a reduction in employee burnout and stress. Moreover, a 2017 study from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology highlighted that skillfully executed humor can elevate one's perceived competence and confidence, consequently raising their organizational stature. Beyond these studies, practical experiments reflect these findings too. For instance, a study by the University of Bristol noted that employees who watched comedy shows demonstrated up to 10% improvement in productivity. These insights collectively underscore the core message. Appropriate humor in the workplace is not just beneficial but transformative. Integrating humor isn't about cracking jokes at random or attempting to be a stand-up comedian. Rather, it's about authenticity and spontaneity, allowing humor to arise naturally from daily interactions and situations. However, while embracing humor, there are several principles to consider. Firstly, step outside your comfort zone. True humor requires a bit of bravery to speak your mind, engage with your feelings, and occasionally lighten the serious tone of professional settings. View your role through a lens of joy and creativity, and allow yourself the leeway to laugh and have fun. Secondly, cultivate humility. Contrary to some perceptions, humility in leadership doesn't denote weakness, but a balanced self-view that acknowledges one's limitations without undermining self-confidence. Research in the Journal of Management has shown that humility in leaders is linked to better team performance, enhanced creativity, and superior decision-making. Thirdly, empathy is crucial when utilizing humor. It is essential to gauge the emotional tone of your environment and ensure that your humor uplifts rather than alienates. Understanding and connecting with your colleagues' feelings can guide you on when it's appropriate to share a laugh or a humorous remark. However, caution is paramount. Humor can backfire if not handled sensitively. In his book, Humor That Works, Andrew Tarvin warns against humor that disparages, divides, or distracts. Crude jokes, insensitivity masked as jest, or over-the-top antics can damage professional credibility and workplace harmony. In conclusion, while embracing humor in the workplace, always aim for it to be inclusive, considerate, and above all, respectful. When executed thoughtfully, humor not only enhances workplace culture and productivity, but also contributes to a more engaged and connected team. Final summary. The essential takeaway from this discussion is clear. Incorporating love and laughter into leadership practices isn't just beneficial, it's transformative. While the concepts of love and laughter may not traditionally align with leadership, combining these elements fosters a more cohesive, communicative, and efficient team environment. Employees in such atmospheres tend to exhibit lower turnover rates and benefit from significant health advantages. By genuinely caring for your team and intentionally integrating humor into daily interactions, you can significantly enhance your effectiveness as a leader. Love motivates teams, builds trust, and promotes an atmosphere of mutual respect and support. On the other hand, laughter not only relieves stress but also encourages creativity, improving problem-solving abilities and overall workplace morale. Therefore, for any leader aiming to elevate their leadership style and deepen their impact, focusing on cultivating a loving and light-hearted environment isn't just a nice to have, it's a strategic imperative that yields substantial organizational benefits. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.